Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that can manage to feel awkward in any elevator. Tonight's episode is Geezer Space, Warlord of Kurgula, written and directed by Ansel Birch, music by Sam Locke, sound design by Ansel Birch, featuring the vocal talents of Sam Locke, Carolyn Blake, Ansel Birch, Kat Evans, Ben McCauley, Derek Gakey, and Anna Gakey. Writing assisted by Sarah Bowden. Now, without any further ado, on with the show.
Perhaps it's time for us to look out our window to the stars above, beyond our atmosphere, to the multitude of planets yet unnamed. Because somewhere out there is a little red rocket and her crew exploring the unknown. It's time for Geezer Space!
Mabel Vittner, UGFAP, authorization code Alpha Mu Pi Mu.
Boop boop.
Communications officer's field log. Ever since our ship crash landed on the Kurg homeworld, we have been wandering the wet swamps looking for some kind of hope. So far, our group consists of myself, our engineering officer Alpha 6. Say hi, Alpha 6.
Why are we doing this now?
Because my space boots are so full of swamp water that my toes are wrinkling up, so I want to take my mind off it.
Kitchen, how close are we?
The UGFAP spacesuit beacon is within 100 meters. I still cannot read which crew member it is.
Until we get there, I'm going to reintroduce the crew. This is our crew orderly and Ensign Eric. Say hi, Eric.
Hello again, Mabel's log.
He's an absolute death machine. Finally, rounding out our little dream team is the AI we took from a kitchen, then installed in our ship, then moved to a backpack after the crash.
Affirmative. I am all of those things.
She identifies as female and likes to be called Kitchen.
She is also receiving sensor data from the beacon we have been following. We are very close now.
Hooray!
I am also pleased. Analyzing.
I wonder who it is.
This is very good news.
Correction, this is bad news.
What is it, Kitchen?
A suit beacon should transmit life signs. This one is not. It is somewhere under your feet.
Oh, look, it's right here in the mud.
What is a suit data log doing out here?
Is that some torn space suit stuck to it?
You may wish to know that some of this muck has been analyzed by the beacon and is, in fact, feces.
Oh. Gross. That is gross. This must be some kind of waste dump.
So the log got thrown out with the trash?
That seems undeniable.
The personnel data are scrambled. I am able to remotely retrieve the most recent log entry. Would you like me to play it?
Yes, please.
Accessing.
Dr. Theobald Howard, UGFAP, authorization code 5099.
Boop, boop.
Doctor's log supplemental. We've arrived at the edge of what appears to be a blast crater of some sort. The crater is full of water and muck, but at the center is a large island. My survival pack sensor tells me that there is another UGFAP radio signal somewhere over there.
It's a good thing, too, since someone managed to break my sensor pack. And now it only does proximity alerts.
It said it needed an update. Are you not going to update your software when it says it needs an update?
All right, let's just go. Maybe if it's Alpha 6 over here, she can fix this and we can get out. We can get out of the swamp.
That's the kind of optimistic outlook that we...
Okay, stop it. Stop. Oh, okay. Stop it.
Proximity alert! You're within 3 meters of Dr. Theobald Thawne.
And turn your recorder off. We gotta save the batteries.
They're atomic. They never... Fine.
Okay, what? We gotta turn back on.
The button was stuck. Okay. Dr. Theobald Howard, UGFAP authorization code 5099.
Boop, boop.
Doctor's log supplemental.
Oh, it's a hatch.
We have hiked through the swamp to the location of the UGFAP signal and found that this is not an island. It's some kind of building under all the grime and gunk.
Okay, stop it. Stop describing and help me get the hatch open.
Okay.
Proximity alert. You're within 1 meter of Theobald Howard.
Yeah, I'm 1 meter of Theobald Howard.
Gunk. Clearly, this is a younger man's game.
Well, good news, Jack. For once, you're the youngest man around.
Tell that to my sciatica.
Yay! Sciatica! So, okay, now we gotta climb down a ladder into the dark.
Goody.
Okay, all right, I'll go first. Give me the recorder. Okay, can you turn on my shoulder light?
Get mine.
Okay, here goes.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
Oh, wow. Oh, Doc, come on down.
Okay.
Clunk.
Okay. All right, the hallway is dark, surprisingly dry. Oh, it stretches to the edge of my light in both directions with sealed doors along the walls. I've never seen a building with this layout. It does seem kind of like an old UJFAP starship corridor.
You know, I think you're right.
Oh, well, if that's true, there should be a nameplate. Right, oh, yeah, here. No way, this is the UGFAP Pursuit.
The Pursuit was lost 45 years ago.
Yeah, before the fall of the UGFAP, yeah. It was the same class as the Business. I bet it's got the same layout, too.
What a lucky find.
Let's see how much of the ship is still functional. The bridge should be this way.
Down there?
Yeah.
Just something seem wrong. What was that?
That was fine. It was just something falling.
Sure. It's an old ship.
I'm used to all old things falling apart all around me.
Hold on, my light is going out.
No, shrug. Just great. Come on, stay close to me.
Proximity alert! You're within 1 meter of Dr. Theobald Howard.
Really thought I was going to get used to that.
Oh, everything is so slimy and gross.
Does it seem like there are just way too many cables and tubes dangling from the ceiling?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
Doc! What's creepy? I'm fine. You're overreacting.
Shh. I don't think we're alone.
Well, that's basically what I said.
Shh.
What do you think it is?
Probably something super loud that I can hear over you talking.
Well, that's good.
Let's keep moving.
Do you smell that?
Yeah, it smells damp.
The swamp must have started to breach the lower bulkheads.
It smells like the cargo holds down that way.
Oh, that makes sense. Very normal.
Yeah, for a crashed ship in a swamp for 40 years, absolutely expected.
Turn your light over here. I still feel like there's something here and I just can't see it. Are you waving your arms around?
I'm stretching. I gotta stay limber. In case we're in danger.
Come out with your hands up.
Okay, nurse.
They're very helpful people, especially in tense situations.
Okay, we're just being paranoid. This is just a dark, empty UGFAP facility, like all the other ones left over from the...
Proximity alert! You're within 1 meter of unknown!
Unknown?
To one!
Nighty night!
Leslie!
Remember, human, your paranoia does not mean we are not out to get you.
Kurg! here?
Did you think you would find someone else here on Kergula?
The Kerg homeworld? Well, Shruk.
Okay, press a button. Just press it. Okay, press. Oh, you got it. Oh, just in case someone finds this recorder later.
Oh, good work. The light is on, so it's recording.
Okay, field log, supplemental. We have woken up in an elevator. It looks like the Kerg are transporting us to one of the cargo bays of the Pursuit. We are tied up, so I guess we have no choice but to take this ride to the end.
Leslie has gotten started on trying to break free from our bindings. We're making good progress so far.
Shruk, we're here.
Oh, they filled the entire cargo bay with stagnant water? Is that a huge Kerg just sitting in the middle of it?
What is that smell?
Oh, you smell it too. We assume that was how you normally stank. Come forward, humans.
So, these are the prisoners.
We have entrapped two humans, warlord.
Oh, Shruk, the Kerg warlord.
Humans? Wearing the uniform of the UGFAP.
Ugh. A giant frog monster lounging in a pool of scum. I don't know what is more disgusting.
Wesley.
I have fought long and hard for this pool. This algae has been the seed of warlords for generations. Ever since we took the ship from the humans who foolishly landed here.
The warlord will rise with the ship.
As is Kerg tradition.
Well, I am Leslie McFlusher of the United Galactic Federation of Planets, and I have served with the greatest captain of all time and traveled across space from the Earth,
the human homeworld,
to the edges of known space and back. I was there on the business when your ambassador betrayed us.
Your inconveniences are of no matter to us.
Maybe we should all calm down.
No! I watched these froggy bastards kill my parents.
That cannot have been terribly difficult.
I heard the explosion as our home world was destroyed. I will never find a man my age. I will never have children. And it's your fault.
They definitely have the upper hand here.
I haven't had sex since the academy.
You know what? When you're right, you're right. I'm Dr. Theobald.
Or we will not sit through another explanation of your losses in war. War comes with losses. We, too, have lost everything, save for the stronghold of the homeworld. Our fleets are destroyed and our martial power is lost.
So what was the point?
War was its own point.
Even after all you've lost, you don't see the mistake that is war.
Mistake?
How dare you?
War is Kerg tradition. It is our purpose.
And who do you make war with now?
Today it is you. The humans must die. Arm your ray guns.
Oh, wait, we're going out. We're taking you with us.
The female has a grenade.
I always figured Chuck would be the one to pull this sort of stunt.
Ching. Goodbye, Doc.
Oh, gosh.
It should be beeping, right?
I have to get the switch.
Yeah, hit the button there.
Okay.
And that'll, yeah.
Shoot them!
Doc always waited for me to finish my sentences.
Leslie was the only other person close to my age.
Their display of courage was significantly above average.
They were family.
They returned to the universe.
I guess that's the difference between us and the Kerg. For us, the war is over and we try to move on. But for them, war is all they have.
I will now engage my humor protocols to lighten the mood.
No, Kitchen, that will not be necessary.
Someone ought to call that guy a doctor. Wait, you already did.
Kitchen.
I apologize. It takes 2 to 3 jokes to calibrate the humor to the situation.
Well, they wouldn't want us to stand around here moping, now would they?
They would not.
You're all just being Negatron, Stuck would say.
I don't see what the big deal is, Leslie would say.
I require more antimatter, the reactor would say. Reactors, am I right?
What are we all still doing standing around, Chuck would say.
Do you suppose Chuck is gone too, Eric?
Well, we know that wherever Chuck's ejector seat dropped him, he's been alone all this time. I only just survived by myself before you three came along.
I am pleased to have been counted.
You're right, though. If Chuck is out there, he's all alone. We've been attacked twice already, and we're only just lucky.
I think it's time we find a ticket off of this slime ball.
From the sound of that recording, there's an old UGFAP starship somewhere around here. Maybe the Kurg were all killed in the blast.
There is a laboratory somewhere. Remember that.
There are also pieces of my old body lying about.
Kitchen, that would not help.
That's a good one.
Yes, that was definitely intended to be a jest. I got it that time. Nailed it.
What do you say, Mabel?
I guess it's time for us to go over there to see what's going on. Let's figure out how civilization can survive out here among these uncivil stars.
Boop, boop.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep on dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or on our website at starlightradiodreams.com. You can also help support the show on Patreon, giving us a positive review on iTunes, and by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, Pod Squad!